On this section of our local news program, it's the Medford Area School District Report with school board member Barbara Knight speaking on the upcoming referendum in April.
Just to kind of recap, the school district will be on the ballot with a referendum on Tuesday, April 5th. And the focus of this referendum is about school facility maintenance. We are in need of repair and maintenance of our facilities to help save us some money in the long run, help them last longer, and keep them safe. We have buildings that are between the ages of 48 and 29. And passing this particular referendum is going to give us the ability to repair and bring all of our HVAC, cooling, heating, air handling building units up to energy and cost-saving standards. On this referendum, the Stetsonville Elementary and Medford Area Senior High School restrooms and locker rooms will be brought up to ADA compliance so that students and visitors with disabilities can easily use those facilities. It's going to replace a worn-out section of the roof on the high school. It's going to replace worn-out football field bleachers. We have a couple of field lights that need to be replaced, and we need to replace the running surface on our track. It's going to additionally provide some off-street safe parking pickup and drop-off zone for students at Medford Area Middle School. And a second question on the referendum will address the swimming pool and maintenance there that includes things like the piping of the pool and particularly the chemical treatment room, which is currently located underground, and we would like to get that to ground level for safety for the maintenance staff.
What is this going to cost us as a taxpayer?
Well, just for a comparison, there is two questions. So with the exception, the pool is a separate question. So everything else that I described is falling into question number one. And as an example, if you have a home worth $100,000, the cost of passing question number one would be approximately $19 a year to a homeowner with that level of home. A homeowner with a $150,000 home, the cost there would be about $28.50 a year. For question two, if that passes, which, and question two again is in regard to the swimming pool, if you own a $100,000 home for that, the cost is $5 a year, and a $150,000 home, that cost would translate into $7.50 a year. The board completely supports this referendum. We understand the district's financial situation. We understand the maintenance needs of the district. We recognize that building and grounds maintenance of this extent is not available to us in our annual budgets. We also recognize that we can't ignore the maintenance of our facilities just because of the budget situation. It's important that we take advantage of making sure that we've maintained and repaired our facilities. Otherwise, we lose opportunities essentially to save money in operating them, and we actually increase the cost of repair and replacement if we wait too long, and then we're in a more of a critical situation. The school board has really taken a very proactive approach to making sure that our citizens know the situation and that this referendum is coming up. We have spent time communicating through our district newsletter. There is a complete video and a brochure that can be downloaded directly from the district's homepage on their website. We have been spending time visiting with community groups about this upcoming referendum, and we've been spending time visiting with township boards and other government boards, again, to try and educate and doing conversations like I'm having with you today, Russ, through K99, and then also using our local newspaper, the Star News. We really welcome questions. We want the voters to know what they're voting for on April 5th and the importance of this. It's about maintenance and it's about safety, things that are just kind of core values for our district and core values for many of us as citizens in our community.
Our thanks to Medford School Board member Barbara Knight.